he was going down on her and she was like, oh, yeah, like that, daddy. And she did it by accident.
I think I've said it in sex, but like, no.
Have you?
Yeah, I think I have.
But like as a daddy or like...
Welcome back to Two Mums, One Pod, the podcast for mums who don't have their shit together. Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hi. Do you want the truth? Do you want the truth?
I already know the truth. I don't need any more truth.
Yeah, I just broke down in tears to poor Taylor. Fucking hell. What a couple of weeks. Well, we weren't here last week because mum life's been so hectic.
Yeah.
For both of us equally. And yeah. It's just literally, I want to say something rude, but I won't. It's just really taking us for a ride. It's just
so hard. So we all came down with sickness. My whole family had conjunctivitis the last ep we had. Then
did you end up getting the conjunctivitis, by the way?
No, I didn't.
Oh, thank God. Thank
God. Then they all got RSV, which I didn't think Logan had it, but he just had like a cough. When we went to the clinic, they just swabbed both of them for it.
And up the nose or in the mouth?
Nose. Mm. So they did COVID, all of it in one swab. So that was good. Millie, I knew she had something. That poor thing. I've never seen her sicker. Like she was so
really
unwell.
Really hit by it, hey.
Oh, my God. Bubby. And then when the doctor called me to tell me it was RSV, he explained, like, I knew it was an illness and stuff like that, but he explained how severe it can be for babies under two. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck me. He's like, most kids end up under two, end up in hospital. We've
hospitalized. I have had and stuff. So many friends with like newborn to 6 months old, all up on all the tubes in hospital.
It's horrible. RSV. Yeah. That's so horrible. And to the point where I literally, that shocked me. And I was like, oh my God, like I knew it was bad, but I didn't know how severe it could be. And thankfully Millie didn't need to go to hospital. But we just isolated ourselves. Like she was sicker with this than she was with COVID. And we just isolated ourselves because I was like, if I got anyone sick, we had a third birthday this weekend, we had a first birthday that weekend too. I was like, nah, while these kids are still coughing, I am not taking them anywhere.
Oh, that's good.
Because honestly, I would hate myself if I got somebody else sick. But far out, the week killed the fuck out of me. Like I genuinely.
Is everyone better now?
Everyone's better. We're on the other side, I think. Oh, and I had time to like sit down and reflect. And like I said to you, Katie, I've never seen myself so angry and so reactive
as
I was last week.
Yeah.
And I've spoken to my clients. Like I've got one beautiful client at the moment who has a little one the same age as Logan. And she's like, I don't know what's in the water, but something isn't. She's like, I'm the same. She's like, everything is this. She's like, I feel it so bad. She's like, it's been such a hard week. And I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. And she's like, it's the full moon. I'm like, well, it brings out all the
whinge,
doesn't it?
Well, I mean, I put a post, just basically a whinging post on our sleep Insta, and, yeah, a lot of mums were like, I feel bad. And I'm the same. And I've been shouty, mum. I hate myself.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
I hate the sound of my voice. Yeah. I hate myself. I don't want to be this person. Mm. I don't want to be her. Fuck. And Van's in this phase of like hurting Olive all the time, like happily just pushing her over. She doesn't get hurt, but he knows it gets a big response out of her. She knows it gets a response out of me. And it's just this flow on. And it's literally, I can't leave the room. I can't even leave the room without hearing bang. What? And then I get so shouty and I just, and then I give all these false threats.
Yeah. You know what? I feel you. And it has been, like I said, and I think I messaged you and said, actually, Maddie and I went out for dinner on Sunday night because I was like, you know what? We actually, like Maddie's been home this whole week because he's in between, he's starting a new job. So he's been home And which has been like perfect timing, really, because we've been able to share the load with the kids and he's been able to help with the sickness.
Yeah.
But we both needed, like, we were going at each other. Like,
yeah,
we both needed a break. We were all pent up in the house. All this fucking anger was just like being thrown around the house. And we went out for dinner and we just pretty much laid everything out on the table. And Maddie was like to me, tell me one thing that, like, just get one thing that you really want to get off your chest, just get it off your chest. Mm. And I was crying. I was bawling my eyes out. And I was like, you know what? I miss life without kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, and he was, and he kind of, I think he was very taken aback and he was kind of like, well, I don't miss life with kids, but for a mum and for like, we are never not going to be a mum again. Like this mum life is, it's never going to change. We are always going to be a mum, whether our kids move out, whether our kids don't want anything to do with us, that feeling is always going to be there. I feel like, and it doesn't, you know, I know Maddie loves the kids. I know Tim loves the kids. It's nothing different against them.
They don't get it. They don't get it.
Exactly.
They it's don't.
Go, they can just get up it. And go. They can just pick up. They can leave the house without packing a baby bag and having to stress about who's got water and who's got packed a nappy and who, is there spare underwear for Logan? Like, they can just pick up and go. And then when we're out, it's like, oh, where the kids are thirsty, where's their water? And it's like, hang on a minute. Oh, I didn't realize I needed to pack it all. And that kind of thing at for a mum, you're always, always on. And it always. Doesn't mean like that when I said it, it didn't like I didn't mean it in the fact of like I love my fucking
kids. Yeah, you don't love your kids any less. It's but just like
this week, full on, it like there's been days where I've been broken before, but this week bent me over and royally fucked me in the
same. Ass. I don't know what's going on, but like everything that you're saying, like me and Tim have been at each other's fucking throats. Mm-hmm. Everything that you're saying, like I feel like I'm gonna cry again. Like I don't know why the fuck our, but why is it happening? Why are our lives exactly the same?
I know.
It's what I don't understand.
Literally, like it's when really you weird. Said, like last week when I wrote that post on our 2 month sleep code,
I was about, in tears
on Are You Okay Day, and then you're like. I actually just like, and I knew you were a little bit off because you hadn't, you were kind of like a little bit more quiet than normal. But I just didn't, you know, I was busy with the sick kids and stuff. And then you read it and you were like, I'm crying. The post made me cry. And I'm like, you know what? That was my feelings on a page for that moment.
It was, you know what? And it validated so many mums. I'm a fucking wreck. I'm just at like, the end of my tether.
100%. You know what? You need, and this is the other thing, saying you need a break and saying that you need to go out and spend some time with you, like I can say that to you, but it doesn't take away how hard it is. And it doesn't take away from the fact that when you go out, okay, you get an hour of peace, but you come back and it's still a fucking shit show.
Exactly. Exactly. And then not only that, but like you come back and because you're not maintaining the home, you've then got fucking a dish full of a sink full of dishes and the house is a shitstorm. And like, and then you've got to turn around and be appreciative because you got your hour, you know?
Yeah.
We need to just run away.
And I know that's what I said. We should have a Christmas party early and go somewhere nice. I saw that Fiji's only like a 3 hour flight from Sydney.
Yes. I saw that.
Did you see that TikTok?
Yes.
Yes.
How far is it from you?
Oh, well, maybe 6 hours because I'd have to get to you.
That was a good one. I was like, and it's got nannies. And,
I mean, we're not taking the fucking kids.
Harbour.
We don't need nanny.
Like, I'm not taking. 3 hours is nothing. Although there's one issue. My passport. So I got my passport, right? But it's stuck at the passport place.
Why?
Because I meant to have it sent to me, but they were like, your passport's ready at the office. And I'm like, and then I tried to call and there's no way of getting through to anyone. Yeah, it's fucking bizarre, but I don't know.
Because every man and their dog is ordering a passport.
Yeah. So, but I reckon we should maybe get to Fiji.
No, we really should. We really need to.
Just do 4 nights. How long do you say it is from here?
Well, how long was your flight to get to you? Because I'd come to you first and then we'd go from Sydney.
Mine's the flight to me is 5 hours.
So it would maybe take me a 7-hour flight.
That was joyous, me flying 5 hours each way over 24 hours to you. Oh, that was heaven. I read 2 books.
I think I would actually, I don't even know what I'd do with myself with that amount of time.
It was glorious.
Bliss.
It was absolute bliss. Just for 4 nights.
Dude, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Like a long weekend.
We'll film all our content there. We'll just claim the whole thing back on tax.
We'll do all of it. I hope the tax office doesn't listen back
to our pod. We'll be actually doing tax work.
Yeah, we are now agents. If you'd like to book in, we're taking a change of career.
But no, we should literally go there when you're in Sydney. We should just go, all right, let's go, 4 days.
Yeah, I'm coming to Sydney. How exciting is that?
I'm so excited.
I've been before, but it was so shit when I came before, so I'm so excited. Not that we need to do stuff, because just being with you will be so much fun. I'm so excited. Honestly, it's been a week. And then, like I said, and then the fucking queen died.
Oh, hectic.
You know what? I said to Maddie, Maddie's from Chile. His family are not from here. I don't know what their things are over there. But like little Miss Liz has been like in my life my whole life, right? Like my mum's whole life.
Yeah.
Like she's been here forever. So when she died, I was like, oh my God, Maddie, the Queen died. Like I was a bit taken aback. I was shocked.
It's quite shocking, isn't it?
And he was like, he's like, who cares? And I'm like, oh, who do you think you are? He's like, but she's old. And I'm like, she's the queen, Maddie. You cannot be disrespecting the queen.
Oh, see, I didn't really care that much.
No, but also, again, I'm like, you know, I was just kind of like, wow, like she's not.
It's the end of such an
era. I felt like she was immortal.
See, same. Yeah, and she didn't even like show any signs that she was tapering off.
No, she didn't. And she even did that thing with the prime minister. Like, was she sick? What happened?
Wait, what thing did she do?
So, England got a new prime minister, and so 2 days before, the Queen met the prime minister to, like, welcome her into office. And then the Queen met her 2 days before she died, and that was her last official duty. And she did it. There's photos of her doing it and stuff like that.
And
but, like,
just
now
went
she's
back
just,
to the bloody palace and carved it.
And just went, and then see you later, you know?
Holy hell. But, like, I didn't know that.
Has your TikTok just been full of Liz spam?
No, my TikTok's been full of the new iPhone update spam. Has yours?
I've got a little bit of that. And I'm also like, what's the point of the new iPhone? What's the difference? But mine has just been full-blown learning about British history.
Really? Well, and speaking of British history, what about Prince Charles's fingers?
I died. So if you haven't seen the TikTok that's been going around, and now it's apparently big news, Prince Charles has a condition that swells up his fingers to the point where they do not look like fingers. They actually look like sausages.
They look like the Nutty Professor's big fat fingers.
Yeah, his hands
are repulsive.
Oh, and I do not know how people just knowingly shake his hand. Ugh.
It's really weird, right?
So gross.
You sent that to me and I was very shocked, I've got to say.
Genuinely blown away. But one thing that I wanted to tell you, which I thought was a bit strange, because again, I'm deep in Liz talk.
Liz talk?
I'm deep in Liz talk. Like literally, I just scroll through videos learning about the Queen now and it's great. Like her, like wow. I'm
what sort of stuff? What's like? What's your most interesting thing that you've learned?
So at the moment, I'm learning quite a lot about Diana's relationship with.
About that.
Yeah.
So see, I'm a big Lady Di fan.
Yeah. So a whole bunch has come out. I mean, I don't know if it's just new news and stuff like that, but like voice recordings of Diana talking about the time she confronted Camilla the first time when they weren't a couple. And she was still with Charles and she confronted her and pretty much yeah, that kind of confrontation.
I think I've heard this one.
Yeah.
Have you heard, and I've known about this for years and years, the recording of Prince Charles dirty talking to Camilla, yes, and he goes, I would like to be your tampon and be carried around up inside you all day. Have you heard that?
No, but I've heard parts of that, I think, where he's like, I need you every Sunday night. And she's like, I can't bear a Sunday night without you. And he goes, I need you more than once a week.
And I'm like, bleh. Oh, and then she said something that was really wrong. And I was like, you have me more than all the week. You have me. And she says something, she trips up her words, something like that. It's hilarious.
She's feral.
But like, what about the contrast between Camilla and Di?
Insane, right? Like absolutely. Why? But this is the thing.
And he used to be a real prick to her and like get his big fat chubby fingers and hold them around her waist and be like getting a little bit pudgy.
Yeah. Like what that was like when that TikTok was like, those are the fat fingers that don't die. Yeah. She needed to lose weight and her body shaped her. But like far out, like it's actually
what a dirty actual pig. Seriously.
But how is that? This is what I don't understand. It was such common knowledge, right, that it was going on. But the, like, it was not shame. Like, it wasn't.
It was at the time. Like, it was at the time.
Hidden more, but like, it wasn't. You know,
it wasn't that hidden. Well, yeah. It was hidden. Like,
and they had kids together. Even like, you know, it wasn't like it was just breaking up a marriage. It was breaking up a family. You know what? I need to watch The Crown. I need to watch The Crown now.
I tried, and it's so boring.
Yeah. See, I
why are the British ones so like glum looking? Why are they? Why is the image so faded?
Because they're trying to throw it back to the 1900s.
No, but all British shows are like that. Yeah. It's just so bland.
Annoying.
But when it was all happening, it was all known. What about Dodi Al-Fayed? You know who that is?
No. That sounded like a bloody Star Wars character.
So he was like I don't know exactly what he was, but he was dating Princess Di when she died.
Right. And not to be rude, Harry's spoken about how when Meghan and Harry got together, so the Oprah interview that he had, he spoke about how Harry, how Meghan, the public are doing to
what they did,
to die. And they were like, it's just such exactly the same. He's like, and they're just going to kill Meghan off.
Well, it is. And and she was killed basically from
the public.
The pipe of the paparazzi. Yeah. That was tragic, man.
It's horrible. Like the amount of stuff that's coming out now, and I mean, it was probably common knowledge now, but more people are learning about it now. It's just insane to me. Did you know, this is just a little fun tidbit for you, the Queen has bees and she has a beekeeper, and when she dies, the beekeeper has to go around to each beehive and tell the hive, like adult to be, like human to be, that the Queen has passed away. And he has to tell them that they're dead, that she's dead. Like, I'm not even joking you. And he has a special saying that he needs to say. I'm going to tell you what it is.
All right. For those that can't see my face right now, I'm a little confused and I'm wondering the legitimacy of this, but I'll take your word for it.
So, he pretty much has to then tell the bees that the mistress is dead. This is what he has to say. The mistress is dead, but you don't go. Your master will be a good master to you. And he has to go to each hive and tell them.
How many hives are there?
I don't know. Not sure. Don't quote me. I'm not sure. But their beekeeper's like 60, 70, 80 years old or something. And he's just been keeping the bees. Like, what do the bees do? Just make her honey. Well, not her anymore, him.
But is there some sort of relevance to like the queen bee and the queen? Like, is there something that goes on there?
No. Are they pets? No. Like, I would be more alarmed about the corgis now being a little bit lost.
Oh, that's sad.
And like, also, like, don't mean to be weird, but she's on tour pretty much at the moment, the poor fucking thing. Like, the family have just had to, they haven't even had chance to actually grieve. She's just straight away been on this bloody tour around the fucking country.
Wait, her body?
Yeah. Her body in the coffin. The coffin's been traveled around and it gets moved from place to place. And
what do you mean?
Yeah. They had a full blown, the family stood around the coffin the other day and people could walk past and like a viewing. Not of her, not a viewing of her, but of the coffin. And like she's in there, right? Like,
yeah. Well, is she?
Well, this is the thing. Is she? There's so many questions I need answered. I need so.
All right. I need to get into Queen Talk.
Like, she's, yeah, it's actually.
It's fascinating.
It's fascinating. And this is where I'm at. I'm watching all these things and I'm like, wow. And wow, like, this is what, this has been the highlight of my week, learning about the Queen. Wow.
Oh, what's the highlight of my week? The highlight of my week
is closing your eyes before you go to sleep at night.
Pretty much. I've been steering clear of alcohol just because I'm in such a fragile state. I'm like, I need to keep my body moving. I need to just, I haven't really had a highlight, which is pretty fucked up.
This can be your highlight. I will be your highlight.
Yeah, this is my highlight. I just, honestly, though, work's probably what is keeping me buoyant at this point. It's giving me purpose. If I didn't have my clients to work towards, I reckon I would probably be struggling a bit more.
It's fast.
I'm just at a real point in my life. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, and Tim's like, how do we make it better? And I'm like, I don't know. Because the mum guilt would be too real for me to ship them off to daycare. I've been considering maybe getting a nanny or like a mother's help one day a week just to like take them to the park or wear them out while I can then do some content for the business or do a meeting or whatever. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But I think it's not even that. I think just even having time. So, for example, like I've taken the kids out, like the kids are in the in daycare once a week now.
Mm.
And today is
how's that going?
Well, today, I mean, fuck, they were sick for the last 3 years. So today's the first week that we've actually only been one day a week. And it's almost like when they're not here, though, I kind of need to just have 5 minutes of myself. And I think as mums, when we don't have our kids, we go, okay, I'm going to clean the kitchen. I'm going to go through the linen cupboard. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go through the toys. I'm going to sort this. I'm going to start dinner. But you know what? Like at the end of the day, having some time to just rest with just nobody talking.
Watch a movie. Yeah.
And like that's what I explained to Maddie the other night. I said, you know what? That hour that I have in bed before but even if we're just lying there watching a movie or whatever we're doing, that hour to myself is the
that's
only
your alone
hour
time.
That I get alone in the entire day.
Yeah.
Sorry that I don't want to talk. Sorry I don't want to actually be touched. I just need.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. Because, I mean, one of our big things is, you know, Tim gets home and he wants to have a conversation about his day and he wants to unload and he gets really offended when I'm, like, short with him because I don't want to fucking engage in conversation. And I get the fact that, yeah, you need to as a couple and everything like that, but it's like I don't get any point of being untouched, and it's not like he's all over me, fucking in my space. But he requires a certain level of conversation and communication that I am literally, I'm burnt out. That there is no more fuse left.
Yeah,
like it is gone. So thank you for saying that because I feel like a fucking asshole all the time, especially when I'm like, you know, you've not done anything wrong.
I think what it comes down to is that when they come home, it comes back to that invisible load of motherhood, the invisibleness that we don't have a full-time job when we do. Motherhood is not a physical demanding task when it is. And as much as bless their soul, they come home and they ask, oh, how was your day? They don't come home and they don't go, I know today was a horrible day. I'm so sorry. Go and put your feet up for 5 minutes. Take 5 minutes to chill. I'm going to pour you a glass of wine. Just chill out for 5 minutes. Instead, they come home after their physical hard day of being in a workplace and they go, you've had it easier than I have because you've been at home. And no matter how hard your day is, no matter how shit your day is with the kids, you've been at home. So you've been able to relax because you've been at home. But really, it doesn't work like that at all.
And it really doesn't. That's where, the disconnect comes, I think. Because look, we're not discounting the fact that their day was fucking hard. Not at all. But it's
But it's the acknowledgement of yours too. And I think even though they do ask, how was your day? It's not, how was your day? How can I make it better? It was,
what can I do to lessen
the load? This was how my day was. And it's like, well, I'm drowning right now and I actually can't get my head above the water.
Yeah, yeah. And
I need you to pull me out of this, otherwise I'm not going to survive.
And I also, and I don't even have an option. There is not even a fix to this. There is not, because it's life. And I feel I feel bad complaining about it because we are, and we know this though, but we are so fucking lucky to have, you know, children, healthy children, happy children, a roof over our head. Like, I it feels very, very, very privilegey, I think, complaining.
No, it's, and you know what? It's not, because it's okay for someone else to complain about their job. And it's okay for someone to come home and go, oh my God, you won't believe what happened at work today. Fuck. But as a mum, we're just told to love your job. Love being a mum. When actually, you know what? You're allowed to complain, and it's not even complaining. It's talking about hard things, and things are hard. Like, just because it's invisible and just because those feelings are, you know, or it might have passed already, or, you know, they're not arguing right now, or, you know, whatever, doesn't mean that those feelings disappear. And even with validation, it doesn't even mean that they disappear either.
No, but in saying that though, it does definitely make it, when you're feeling.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. When you're feeling, I guess, acknowledged for your hard work, which I do get acknowledged. I do. Like, I just,
No, it's a different level. I know exactly what you mean. Like, Maddie is the best dad. Like, I love him to pieces, and he goes above and beyond for our kids, but it's a different kind of, they just don't see it the way that we do. And I don't even think that you could say it over and over and over and over and
they're
over.
They're still not going to get it.
It doesn't because they don't have that maternal link. Like,
yeah, exactly.
That forces us to need to respond, need to get up, need to answer, like all of that.
And the fact that we're default everything. Like, if we died tomorrow, Tim wouldn't even know what the fuck to pack in the daycare bag.
Yeah.
He wouldn't know where anything is.
Yeah.
He wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't know how to book things. He wouldn't know who to email. He wouldn't know how to even book a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
Like, he just, you know, and we take that on and, like, and I don't know. I feel like a piece of shit for complaining, but
you're
at the
not.
Same time.
And like I said, it's not complaining. And, you know, I never want you guys to come to this pod and listen to it and feel shit. Like, I never want you to feel like we're being Debbie Downers 24/7.
Yeah.
Because we do. We do talk about the hard times quite a lot, and we do talk about it in such a real way. But I think if we don't talk about it, it just – like, if you're going through it, we're with you. Like, we feel you. We're right there with you. And if it can validate somebody else's feelings, then that's our job done, right?
Totally.
And
totally.
It's definitely one of those things that, yeah, like I said, I never want you guys to come to this podcast and be like, wow, I don't want to listen to them anymore. They're such.
Yeah. Don't worry. Like, we'll hype it back up soon. We'll start to talk about dirty sex talk soon. But it has. And I hope you're okay. And I think about you all the time and your struggles, and we are okay, and we're going to be okay. And I think, I mean, the fact that we've got this community and we've got each other, and, you know, that it means so much more. And I really, really feel for the mums that don't have a little community like that. So maybe we should open like a Facebook group for our potty and get everyone talking.
We've thought about that, haven't we? We've thought about that. We've just But then again, it's another thing we have to do, guys.
True. Another fucking
guys, thing. Guys, this is our problem. Our problem isn't our kids. Our problem is we have us. 12 million fucking things.
Yeah, we do. We
and
do.
We just never
we get
say
so
no.
excited. Yeah.
We just don't say no, ever.
It's
like,
us.
What's
it's
wrong with us?
This is an us issue.
Oh, no.
Oh, anyway. All right. Let's turn the page.
Yeah,
let's...
should we do something fun? I don't know what we should do, but should we do something funny?
Yeah, let's do something funny. All right.
Hang on.
Let's play that game.
What
Have you
game?
Seen that game where it's like he's a 10.
Yes. Yes.
But right. he... Like, whatever it is.
I play this.
I haven't got any in my head. All right, go.
Okay.
Hit me.
All right. He's a 10. Hang on. I need to think of one. Okay. He's a 10, but every time he goes to bed, he constantly.
Do you know what you're going to say?
No, I'm trying to think of one on the
spot. All right. Okay, he's a 2. He's a 2, but he puts his dirty washing in the laundry basket without being asked.
Well, he's still a 2. I don't wash Maddie's laundry. Ah! So, fuck you.
Do but does he pick it up?
Actually, you know what? No, he's probably a 6 because
I was going to say 6.
Laundry.
Yeah, I was going to say 6.
Yeah, at least you're putting it in the laundry. Yeah. All right, I'm picking some up on.
All right,
I'm on Google.
Okay.
Hang on. All right, he's a 10, but follow girls that don't follow him back.
Oh. He's a 3.
Oh, see, Maddie doesn't use Instagram very much, but he follows a bunch of like celebrity girls.
Oh, that's different. If they're bikini clad, then that's the problem.
Okay. No. Yeah. See, look, if he follows, like, it depends. Is he talking to them? I don't know. I
need is he liking their pics?
Yeah. Like, is he engaging? Because that or like responding to their
that's
stories.
That's problematic. What?
Yeah, that's a no, thank you. Okay, he's a 10, but he uses Snapchat as his primary form of communication.
Oh, he's a 2.
Honestly, my sister uses Snapchat as communication, and I can't. Every time she's like, "Did you see my message?" I'm like, "Fuck off." I'm like, "You're on Snapchat. I don't want to message you on there. Leave me alone."
All right, I've got one.
Go.
He's a 10, but he has a Samsung instead of an iPhone.
Oh, I think he's like an 8 or a 7.
Oh, wow.
I mean, okay. He's still got a phone. I just can't iMessage him or find his iPhone. Like the creep that I am.
Same, and that's frustrating.
All right, he's a 10, but he still asks where you want to eat and he knows what the answer is going to be every time.
Oh, I mean, that's my husband and he's still a 10. But
I just wish Maddie would go out and buy me food or just drive me to a
I am not going to turn around. If you come with the delivery food, I'm not going to turn around and go, no, I don't feel like that.
But do you know what as well? If Maddie was to just drive me to a place and I had a place in mind, I'm never going to say I want XYZ for dinner. I just want him to telepathically understand that that's what I want. And if he was to go somewhere and drive to the wrong place without me knowing and without him knowing that that's what I actually wanted, I'd be pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. I want in that instance is 3 options. If you give me 3, I can pick from the 3.
Oh, see, I'm just like, whatever, babe, whatever. And then I'm like secretly in my head, I want this, this, and this. I just don't like being, you know, a mean person. You know, I don't want to put someone out, make someone uncomfortable. Okay, hang on. I'm trying to Google some more, guys.
Okay. Tell he's me. A 9, but he chews loudly.
Nah, he's a 1. Get out. Unless he can change it, then, like, unless I can whip him into line, no. Okay, he's a 2, but he wants you to call him daddy every time you have sex.
No, he's a fucking minus 10. No, well.
Oh, yeah. I would have to start a 10 because I know you don't like that. He's a 10.
Do you want to hear a funny story?
Tell me.
I know someone that accidentally, so you know how you call your husband daddy?
Yes.
You're like,
they're a dad.
Daddy. Yeah. He was going down on her and she was like, oh, yeah, like that daddy. And she did it by accident.
I think I've said it in sex, but like,
no. Have you?
Yeah, I think I have.
But like as a daddy or like as like ask daddy to tie your shoes up.
Okay, so now ask daddy to cook you lunch. I'm trying to think now and putting myself in like the position of having sex right now, and I can't think of the time that I've done it. But I think I have done it. I think I 100% have done it. All right, hang on. What's your ick? What's one thing? Have we done this before? What's the one thing that would go off, like that literally straight away, like, oh, yuck.
Oh, stinky feet.
Stinky feet.
Yeah, yuck. Or stinky anything.
So
not BO. BO's okay.
What else?
Any like stink? Like fart? A stinky bum?
Stinky bum.
The ankles, bottom, bopping. Stinky bopping.
See, we love them. They're cute.
We love them so much.
Oh, see, yeah, my ick is very much mouth noises and like.
Yeah, you'd hate him.
Like, fuck up. Just shut.
It makes me, it fully triggers me and I try to sit there for a little bit. I'll literally go get earplugs and put them in. If Tim comes and eats in bed, I will have a full-blown panic. It does something to me. No, you know what? I actually watched this TikTok that was like why we are so and like nervous system is so heightened with mums and it's like the touching and the sounds and everything like that. It gets you into a state of panic. Like I'll find it for you. It's really interesting. I'll find it.
Oh, 100%. It literally freaks you out to the point where your body is like in overdrive 24/7. All right. He's a two, but he takes really great photos of you.
Oh, he's an eight. even a 9.5. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Katie loves a good photo.
I'm still yet to have that though.
All right, he's a 10, but every time he talks about you, he refers you to his ex, like he compares you.
Oh, yeah.
He's a 10.
He's a 3, in my opinion, IMO.
This one, he's a 10, but he's not Harry Styles. 1.
What?
Harry Styles and the spit and the balding.
Oh my god, I found this TikTok and there's this theory that our Harry is going bald and he's hiding it and that he actually goes out in public bald and people don't recognize him and that's his like his.
And that TikTok was believable, like I'm convinced.
I was fully convinced when I finished watching it.
I'm like, he is bald.
There was literal pictures or videos slowed down of like
him like readjusting.
Yeah, or like his wig taking a bit of air and there was a big gap.
But like they're really not trying to hide it, are they?
But just go, he's so rich. Could he not go in for like the plugs?
Well, this is the thing. Like why are they not trying to make it more real?
I don't understand. But I fully believe it.
You know, I was a full-blown, like, One Direction was, like, my – like, I was a One Directioner screaming at concerts. Like, that was me.
Oh, we're so – mine was Hanson.
And my wall, my bedroom wall was wall-to-wall One Direction posters.
That was me with Hanson, like, literally 10 years prior.
But, like, I look back now and I'm like, who was I? And I love the name Harry. I absolutely
yours was One Direction and pigs.
Yes. Oh, no. Oh, it's horrible. But, like, I love the name Harry and physically because the amount of people know how obsessed I was with One Direction, I cannot call my son
if I have really?
Harry. And I love Harry. It's such a cute
Harry's
name.
A very cute name.
Yeah, but I cannot have a Harry and that makes me very pissed
off. Totally could. Oh, is it because your next husband's named Harry? Is that why? Or my next husband's named Harry?
Yeah, I was a full-blown Liam girl. And
oh.
In recent times, guys, I've been changed because he's a bit of a douche now.
Harry will never get old. Smile is something else.
Yeah. I'd also do Niall. I'd also do Zayn. I'd do any of them if they
can. No, who's the little blonde one? The funny one. Yeah, I'm down for Niall. He's hot.
Yeah, he's cute.
I feel like they're really young, though. Are they your age?
No.
A bit older.
No, they're your age.
No way.
They're 30. Liam just turned 30 something.
How do you know that?
Because it's in my phone calendar.
You're still a one, dear.
No, it was in there from ages ago. His birthday's in August, I'm pretty sure. Let me see.
All right. He's a 8, but he doesn't wipe his wee off the toilet seat.
He's a 4. Mm. Like, I'm constantly wiping it up.
I encouraged him to be a dick dabber. Oh, no. I mean, get the toilet paper and absolutely dab your dick after you've done your whiz. Do you know what Tim does? And he's got a fucking weapon on him. He flings that thing around and shakes it off like a dog.
Do you know I saw a TikTok the other day that said, and you might have seen it, that most guys will wank when they take a poo. And I was like, fuck off. And I told Maddie about it and he was like, I've never done that in my life. And I'm like, I'm not sure.
Checking.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, it's the only time that you can guarantee that I won't be walking in that room.
Yeah, so I was talking about it and apparently it's because their G-spot's in their ass, so when they're taking a shoot, it feels a lot better.
No.
And they get that.
Yeah. I don't think that's true. I'll have to ask Tim. And he's about to put the baby down. Shocked. I might actually call
him
in.
Maddie was like, I'm not shocked.
Sorry, ladies. It's going to have to wait because he's mid-story time with the kids.
Mid-shit.
Go and ask him if he's going to go to
a bit busy. He's a bit busy right now. Okay. What does that mean? Okay, he's a 9, but he snores. Snoring I can semi-deal with because I grew up with it. And Maddie snores, so he's probably still a 9.
Yeah, same. I just wear earplugs. I'm okay with that. I'm happy to keep that at a 9.
Some of these are very weird. Oh, he's an 8, but he smokes like a chimney.
Oh, I used to be a smoker.
How do you feel?
I wouldn't really dig that right now, though.
I don't like a smoker.
And a chimney. Like, I hate when someone leaves the dinner table to go and smoke.
I have a story about smoking. So you know how vaping is like the new thing?
Yeah, people are dying left, right, and center.
But so I'm in like this Perth mums group, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone's in it. Like, it's just like the one in Perth. Mm-hmm. Kids as young as 12 are buying them at school and smoking them. And this mum posted this post. Like, this is nothing against the mum. She was seeking help. She was physically, she wanted to see what she could do because her kid had started vaping and clearly now has like a nicotine addiction, right? Like, I am mind-blowing that this is happening so young. And many mums in the comments were going, they buy them at school. They all, like, they pass them around and,
That's so disturbing. And literally people are going to hospital and not coming home because their lungs are collapsing and stuff like that.
I physically felt ill when I read that. I was like, how do you start educating your children now that this stuff is not okay? Because kids just go, flavored smoke or whatever the fuck it is.
Yes, fully.
They don't go, oh my God, that's like a cigarette. Cigarettes have horrible like connotations around them. Vapes do not at the moment.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, people try and vape instead of cigarettes, right? But I was absolutely shooketh when I read that.
Yeah. And that's frightening.
That's terrifying for me. Like, what is going to be the new thing?
I know. It'll probably only be when our kids are at that age that it's like, oh, yeah, this stuff kills. Because there's no evidence. There's no statistics.
It's ridiculous. All right. Do you have a recommendation for me? You don't. Of course you don't.
Of course I don't.
Oh, and I just want to give a beautiful shout out to my I've recommended her on the pod before. My beautiful friend Brooke at Coco Billy Store. I recommended her as a recommendation. She has stepped away from Coco Billy. You can still purchase from Coco Billy, but she's stepped away and she's just such a beautiful soul and so, so wonderful. And it broke my heart when I saw that she was leaving, but I'm so proud of her. So I just wanted to give her a little shout out.
Oh, lovely.
because I love her to pieces. My recommendation is actually a movie on Netflix. You might have seen. It's called Look Both Ways. It is, I didn't think I was going to love it as much as I did. Even Maddie loved it.
What is it, a movie?
It's a movie about a girl who, it's the girl out of Riverdale. I don't know if you watch Riverdale, the blonde girl in Riverdale. And she leaves college and she has two options, and you see both of her lives play out in both the different options. And one involves
like sliding doors.
And one involves pregnancy and one doesn't. And it you watch her life and how it was really beautiful. And I really loved it. And if you're looking for a nice movie to just chuck on, something that's good, easy to watch, that you need to watch it, because it was so
good. All right, I'm onto it tonight.
Yeah, and I loved it so much. But yeah, what was your recommendation, Katie?
Literally, I don't even have anything.
I will recommend something for you.
Thank you. I like how we look around the room. So you know what? I just
what recommend. What can we grab that is
fresh air and exercise? Actually, no, you know what I recommend? Okay, I've got it.
Uber Eats.
No.
A holiday in Fiji.
Anyone, that too. That, I believe we both saw the same one. No, an annual pass to, and this is only going to be specific to our Sydney listeners, but to Sydney Zoo.
Cute.
It's literally, I think you pay, I can't remember what it is, but you only need to pay, you're paying $5 more than one visit, if that makes sense. Yeah, that's insane. And this zoo is amazing. It's got all of the African animals. It's got like,
I need to go to ours. Walk in.
Oh, it's so good. I love the zoo. We're going again on Sunday and we've literally then paid for our yearly pass, which is unbelievable. And it's only 40 minutes away and it's just great. So highly, highly, highly recommend. It's just a really, really, really great zoo. I don't know how it fares next to Taronga, but, I mean, you don't have to catch a ferry and all that.
Is it the one with – oh, no.
What's that?
Where are you, Sydney? What – Sydney Zoo? Is that what it is?
It's called Sydney Zoo. It's not Taronga Zoo, the one that you're thinking of probably, the main – it's relatively new.
Where's the one where the Irwins are?
That's Australia Zoo in the Sunshine Coast, yeah.
Right. Yeah, see, our zoo, not too bad, but, like, Trish just died and everyone's...
Who's Trish?
Trish is our big elephant. Yeah, she died. Oh, and it was so sad and a lot of people cried. Like, Trish was there from the get-go. And, like, Trish. People that, like, if you're not from Perth, you won't know, but Trish the elephant, she was a thing here. And she was there from... ever since I was a kid. She was there when my mom was a kid, and Logan and Millie, I was so happy they got to see her, and then she died.
So hilarious.
It's not hilarious. She
died. I know that she's dead. It's just hilarious.
And we're not getting any more elephants.
Why?
Because she's dead and they're mourning the loss of Trish.
Oh, so they've just, she's irreplaceable.
I think maybe because, like, there's no, like, the minimal amount in the wild or something. I don't know. But, like, what else do you go to see at the zoo? Like, we've got nothing else there, really.
This one's got, like, you walk in and there's, like, 20 chimps. They fight. They, like, throw stuff at each other. It's unbelievable. And then we've got crocodiles. We've got sharks. We've got zebras.
Sharks.
We've got giraffes. We've got lions. We've got tigers. Literally. Yeah, there's a full aquarium.
Oh, see, that's good. We've got an aquarium separate to our zoo.
Yeah, where? That's what we got in the city as well. But
I think we've got a crocodile. We might still have a giraffe. I'm not sure. We don't have much. But I can't say I've been there for a very long time. God. Well, thank you so much for listening to this week's pod. Like I said, we have been through it and we are sorry that the schedule
is off. Sorry to be Debbie Downers and sorry to miss out last week. But don't worry, we're going to come at you next week with something really fun and interesting.
I love it. We also hit over 8,000 downloads.
Did we? I didn't see that.
We did. Like, honestly, the pod is just, even if we're not doing it, you guys are just still listening.
So yeah, how the hell did that happen?
Thanks so much for that. We cannot wait to chat to you next week.
Adios.
Bye.